Praise ye the Lord. I just pray the Lord will order this word so that it will come as he wants it to come. In the book of Isaiah chapter 57, the Lord spoke about himself. Verse 15. He said, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place." Listen to this. "With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit." With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Praise ye the Lord. That is what the Lord is talking about. He said humility and the fear of the Lord. You see, how does those two things go together? How does humility go with the fear of the Lord? I'm going to first point to examples in the Bible of great men, because when we think of humility and pride and humility are opposition also. We think of great men and then we think, how can this great man be humble at all? But God has a way of making us to see that even some great men can even be humbler than some little men. Some little men can be so proud too. But God is thinking of the heart. And not whether you are great or you are low. Not whether you are rich or you are poor. He's talking of the state of your heart. So when he says humility, he's linking it with the fear of the Lord. And I will give some few examples of some guys that are humble in the Bible. And God said they are humble. And then we're going to look at, try to apply it to our own life and see how you to conduct yourself. Because in when you say humility, it's how you conduct yourself before the high and lofty God. That is what he is talking about. Because when you look at that Bible verse again, 57 verse 15, he said he himself is the high and lofty one. He inhabited eternity, but now he dwells with those who are lowly and contrite in heart. So he wants you then, if you want him to dwell with you, you want him to answer your prayer, you want him to answer when you call, you've got to be humble in your heart and lowly. And Christ said it this way, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "Learn of me, for I am what? I am meek and lowly in heart." So he's telling you the secret of being able to get something from the Lord, being able to get your blessing. He even said he dwell with those who are lowly. So you want God to be with you always, then you've got to learn from those precepts, humility. And by humility, you're actually fearing the Lord. That is what he's saying. Let's give an example of some high and great people, how they show humility, or how they did not show humility and God brought them down. Before I list some of this story, let me first tell the sayings of a king in the Bible. And that was Nebuchadnezzar. We all know this story of Nebuchadnezzar. I'm just going to read the last comment of Nebuchadnezzar when he uttered his own message. He said in Daniel chapter 4. Open with me to Daniel chapter 4. If you don't know the story of this Nebuchadnezzar the king, you can take time and get a Bible and read the whole chapter yourself. He was a great king that was ruling the whole world in his time. And at a particular time, he was so high and lifted up, and God had to bring him down by making him, he made him insane for 7 years. Practically, that was what happened to him. He was made an animal, according to the scriptures, but that really means he was insane for 7 years until he acknowledged God, his spirit acknowledged God. And in the last verses, verse 37, this is the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar himself in the old chapter of Daniel chapter 4. And the last verse of it, verse 37 says, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase." That is his final words. So he's giving us insight that God is able to abase anyone that goes so high and think high of himself and is so exalted. So that is why we want to be to know that humility is part of, it has to do with fear of the Lord. Now, open to me in Micah chapter 6, the book of Micah. I'm just giving you some Bible verses to lay some foundation of the word of God. Micah, the book of Micah, one of the Old Testament prophets, one of the smaller prophets, you call him. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. This is what the Lord said through the prophet Micah. He said, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee?" So what does the Lord require of you and me? What? What do you think God is asking you? What is he asking of you? Somebody say, "Oh, leave me alone. What do you want from me?" Now he's going to tell you what he's asking for from you. "What does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." To walk humbly with thy God. So God is saying humility is the fear of the Lord. So, you know, if you begin to apply, how am I not humble, or how am I showing humility? It's in all your conduct. Amen? Well, let's see some examples in the Bible of people that we can say they were high and lifted up, but somehow either they did not humble themselves and they were touched by the Lord. Or the people that really humbled themselves, what God called humility. Let's take the first example from the story of King David. In the book of, the story of King David was not the, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, I'm just going to tell you where David humbled himself and what God called humility. It's what I'm trying to point to in these stories. This is the story that many of us know, the story of King David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. In 2 Samuel, open with me to 2 Samuel. When David has committed this iniquity and killed the husband of this man, 1 year passed, and then the Lord God sent a prophet to David to tell him about this thing. And after the prophet, you have to know that David, being the king in those days, was almost king of all the regions, so he was a great man. And there were other kings in the time that would have done something terrible when the prophet came to them. And they would do other arrest the prophet. How dare you? There are many other kings. When you search the Bible, there will be several other kings in the Bible that when the Lord God sent somebody to them and they heard, thus said the Lord, condemning them for what they have just done, they got angry and they got mad and arrest the prophet. And God will say they are not humble before him. It's not before the prophet, it's before God. So what David did here is what we are going to look at. He humbled himself. After he has done this thing, he saw what, when the prophet came to him and told him about this, he humbled himself and he said, "I have sinned. I have sinned against the Lord." 2 Samuel chapter 12, and I will read only the last few verses. Here is in verse 8 where the prophet was talking to David and told him that you are the man that have done this evil. If you want to read your story, read the whole of chapter 11 and chapter 12. And the prophet came to David after almost 1 year, the baby that he committed adultery, and the baby was born, and God seemed not to do anything, not saying anything for one full year, because it takes almost a year, for 9 months, for the baby to be born, and God didn't say any word to David. And David would have said, "Well, you know, maybe because I'm the king, you know, other kings do the same thing," but God was waiting. So when the prophet came to David, in verse 11, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, because behold, I will raise evil upon thy house," and da da da. And he went further and he said in verse 13, this is where David humbled himself. The punishment was declared upon David, and what did David do? Did he try to arrest the prophet? No. Verse 13, and David said unto Nathan the prophet, "I have sinned against the Lord." That is acknowledging his sin. So that is different from some of the other prophets. So that in fact is what God is going to call humility. He heard the word of God and he humbled himself and said he has sinned. And God said, and Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also has put away thy sin, thou shalt not die." But the punishments went on, but that was humility as far as God is concerned. That was where you can see humility of David. Let's look at another king in the Bible. A very wicked king. You mean somebody can be wicked and God can still see some humility in him. So you can see when God is looking, God does not see as man sees. Here is a king that we all know about, King Ahab in the Bible. If you know the story of this King Ahab, he was ruthless and weak, and he was actually worshipping idols. He was the king of Israel, but he was worshipping idols. And there came a point where he wanted a vineyard that was close to his house, and the man said, no, I can't sell this thing. God said we shouldn't sell our land. And the king was upset that this man wouldn't sell his land to him. He is the king. But the man said, well, you know, the Lord said we should not sell this land. So he was upset. And in the end, the story, if you know the old story, the story was King Ahab was upset and his wife Jezebel was one of the wicked rulers. In 1 Kings chapter 21, 1 Kings, if you want to open to the book of 1 Kings chapter 21. So King Jezebel, his wife, strategized a plan to kill the man that has this land and say, this man, neighbor, the vineyard of neighbor will be yours now once the man is killed. So he went ahead and set up a plan to kill the man. And once the man is killed, he said, go take off the land. It's now yours. And he went ahead. Ahab went ahead and took the land in 1 Kings chapter 21. Now the Lord sent a prophet to go meet this king in the vineyard that he just took over, because the owner now is dead. And God spoke to Ahab the prophet, Ahab the king, sending Elijah the prophet to him and said, you have just killed somebody and you are taking over all his goods, isn't it? Thus said the Lord, this and this will happen to you, this and this will happen to your family, this and this will happen to you. That was the judgment of God. What did Ahab do? That is what we want to say. This was a very wicked king, worshipping idol. His wife turned him into almost a monster, killing anybody he wanted or she wanted. In the end, God saw humility. That's what we wanted to point out. So when God says humility and the fear of the Lord, this is what God calls humility. The prophet came to Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 21. Let's read about 20, verse 27. You can start from verse 20. When he went to that place, the vineyard, to take it over, Elijah the prophet came and confronted him. And he said, Ahab said unto Elijah, oh, thou hast found me, O my enemy. And he answered, he said, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to walk evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 21. And Elijah started prophesying doom upon his house for what he has just done. You have to read the whole of chapter 21 to see how they orchestrated to kill the man that owned the vineyard so that they can take it over, because they are the king. He said, behold, I will bring evil upon thee and will take away thy prosperity. And in verse 22 said, and we make thy house like the house of Jeroboam. And he went verse 22 said, and Jezebel also, God said, the dogs shall eat Jezebel, as the wife of the king, by the wall of Jezreel. Verse 27 is where I'm going. With all this condemnation pronounced upon him, this is what this king did. And it came to pass, verse 27, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? This is what God called humility. You hear the word of God, you tremble at the word of God. That's how God says you are humble. He said, he humbled before me, therefore I will not bring the evil in his days. But in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. So this is what God is talking about. He said humility goes with the fear of the Lord. So God is teaching us something there, that when we humble ourselves before him, when we hear the word of God and we tremble, that is why he said those that tremble at his word, those are the ones that are his friends, those are the ones that he loves. And he said he dwells with those that have a contrite and humble spirit. Let's look at another example. Let's see how some kings that were high and lifted up, and what they did that God said they didn't humble themselves. Take an example of a king called Uzziah in the Bible. King Uzziah was a great king, according to the Bible, in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Open with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and let's look at this King Uzziah. And we're going to read a little bit about his life to see how people served God, how this man served God, and God, and it was reported that he was one of the great kings. He feared the God, he feared the Lord, and he walked honestly before him and did all these wonderful things. But what did he do wrong? And that is a little things like that is what we want to be fearful and be afraid of God for. Because the Bible says something about the Lord God we are worshiping. He said his anger endure but a moment. A moment. But that moment, that is, he doesn't let it go on and on and on. But that moment is what we want to respect. Amen. His anger endure a moment. But his favor is life. But we don't want those who love him, those who know him, like Apostle Paul says, say, because we know the wrath of God, we warn men. Because that moment, thousands die when that moment comes. Millions could die because of that moment. And that is the part of it that when we fear him, we want to make sure that we don't allow his wrath to even be for that moment. Amen. But God is love. But his anger is just for a moment. And that moment we want to avoid it. Amen. Here is a king, Uzziah the king, in 2 Corinthians chapter 26. Let's read from verse 1. To see how this was reported about Uzziah. He was not an evil king. He was a very good king. Did wonders. God helped him. He won battles. And verse 1 said, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amasiah. So Uzziah built a lot and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. So you know he was a great king, loved by God and following the Lord, according to all that his father Amasiah did. And he sought God. What can you do more? Seeking the Lord. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Amen? So what can you ask for more? He was faithful to God. He was close to God. Just like King David. Just like we know about King David, you can be very close to God, you can be very faithful and always walking with the Lord, but don't let that be making you proud. Or don't ignore the little things. Remember, it reminded me of one thing, which I'll share with you a little bit. When my little boy was 4 years old or 5 years old, and I don't know where he's seen this little boy, and then I asked him one question one day, because I always noticed that if his mom tried to tell him something, to do something, kind of ignored it. But when I yelled my face and frowned on him, he would do it. And I watched that for a while, and I said, come over here. Why do you always do that to your mom? Why will your mom tell you to do something and you didn't do it? You know what the boy told me? The boy said, my mom is my friend. So who's, because she is your friend, that's why you were disobeying her. Now, that is, I want you to draw a lesson in that, and I have to correct him on that to change his thinking. If God is your friend, because you can say, oh, I'm so close to God, don't disobey him. Amen? Because that is too familiarity. Because too much familiarity becomes what? It brings contempt. It's what some people say. And that is what we are going to see in this example here. Don't be too familiar with our Lord Jesus and become so arrogant on the time you disobey him. Because he is still the God of the universe. Amen? So this is what we are drawing in this story of Uzziah. They said he did these wonderful things. He was with God. God was with him. But at the last, this is what happened to Uzziah, and this is what he did. About verse 27 of that chapter, 1 Kings chapter 21, we are reading, or 2 Chronicles, I say 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, about verse 16. They said, but when he was strong, that was when the king was strong, he has conquered many places, so he was now strong, God was with him. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. This is, I didn't write this. This was what we are reading it with our own eyes. His heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. And what did he do that was called transgression? And went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. This is what the man did. He was made the king. He was the king of the city. He was the king of the whole country. But you see, there's an office of the king, and there's office for the priests. And God ordained it that way in their generation. But he thought, well, I'm so close to God right now, I can do this one too. So he went to the temple to offer incense. See, if he was doing it by a mistake, if he was doing it by mistake, by error, when they corrected him, he would say, I'm sorry, okay, sorry. He should walk out, not so, and be humble. That is with humility. But he didn't do that. This is what he did. In verse 17, when he was burning incense upon the altar of incense, there as Ariah the priest went in after him, and with him fourscore priests of the Lord that were valiant men. Just imagine the scenario that was taking place in this story. Before the priest can come with 400 other priests to confront him in the temple, because they owned the temple, so to speak. They were in charge of the temple. He was the king. I'm not sure he came all alone by himself. He could have come with all his servants, perhaps. And he just wanted to do this one also. Before they could come around and confront him like that, there could have been some conflict going on between the two offices. It's almost like when you say the presidential office, they call it the cabinet, and then you have the judiciary. And there are different sections of the government. So this is what was going on there, and they confronted him in the temple. Verse 18. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thy honor from the Lord God. This is what they said, was recorded, they said to him. But his reaction is what you have to watch out for. His reaction. Because when God says humility, it's not whether you did something, you shouldn't do anything wrong. You did something wrong, but when they confronted him, his reaction. Because look at the story of Ahab. He has done something wrong, he has killed somebody, but they came and Elijah the prophet came and confronted him, and he humbled himself. He felt bad. He went into sackcloth and fasted. And God said, do you start humility? He said, how he humbled himself before me? He said, it won't happen in his days. Now, here is the king that very close to God, according to all we just read, and the priest came and said, no, you shouldn't be the one. This is consecrated for specific people, the sons of Aaron. And this is what he did. Verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth. That was all that made him offend, really. Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. So which means because he was angry, he disagreed. That's what it really means. He was disagreeing and he was angry at them. He disagreed with them. He should be able to do this also. And while he was wroth with the priest, what happened to him? The same God that we say he was close to, he said the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. The Lord smote him with leprosy. Instantly the soul, and he could sense it, that something fell upon him. He was leprous. Verse 20, and Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. You could see it. His head started melting away. And he had to haste himself and thrust him out of from thence. Himself hasted also to go out because the Lord had smitten him. What are we saying in this story? He didn't humble himself when they just pointed that thing out. That's all. If he was making a mistake, an honest mistake, and his heart is not too lifted up, he should just say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. And back off and just let them do the incense. But he was wrought against them, meaning he disagreed with what God ordered, what God laid out. He just disagreed. This is what God called humility or not humility. We have to be careful. Even when we are very close to God, when we want God to be on our side, he said he dwell with the lowly and the contrite in heart. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You can open it again. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, put it one way. I'm going to go to another king in a moment, but let's see Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, what Solomon said in his writing. Before we go to this last king, or one of the kings, I want to read this Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. In this book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote, he said, before destruction is what? He said, the heart of man is haughty. Before destruction. It's almost like a spirit. A spirit. When somebody is going into destruction, that spirit came upon the man to be haughty and proud. I mean, it becomes exaggerated pride. Something is about to happen to the fellow. And he said, before honor also is humility. Praise the Lord. So it's one of us to be choose humility so that we can be honored, highly exalted. And Christ said it in many ways. Christ said, he that exalted himself shall be abased, but he that humbled himself shall be exalted. He said, before destruction, the heart itself gets haughty because the spirit has come upon the belly.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow thee and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.